Father, I thank you right now. And Father, I felt a shift into praise and worship. And Father, I'm just thanking and I'm believing that you did the shift and that your presence is with us mightily and that you are doing a perfect work in your people. Father, we give this service over to you tonight. And we thank you for what you're going to accomplish through it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sister Grace knows of a place that she can get tambourines at a good price. And if any of you would like to purchase one, if you let her know, she will order them. She's going to do a big order, right? And if you let her know, then she'll order you one. But you have to make sure you pay her now. Can't let her hang in. She doesn't have a mate to help her. She works for her own, right? I don't know how God's going to pull this off tonight, but he knows exactly what he's going to do. So I'm just believing that each and every one of you are ready to receive whatever God has for you tonight. Amen. God called us spiritual gifts. God said, there is no distance in me. I can see up close and also afar off. There is absolutely no distance in me. I am just a whisper away, or I am a shout of help away. I hear all things and I know all things. And can you get him a bottle of water so he doesn't have to jump up and down? Thank you. And God said, I am a God of more than enough, and I have supplied each and every one of your needs in my word. I know of my plans for you. They are to help you, not hinder you. I never hinder one step in my children's walk with me. I encourage, uplift, and go the extra mile to make sure you walk the walk I have placed before your feet. Now, I want to read this again. And I really want you to take hold of what God's saying to you tonight. This is totally different than what he did this morning. There is no distance in me. I can see up close and also afar off. There is absolutely no distance in me. I am just a whisper away, or I am a shout of help away. I hear all things and I know all things. And I looked up afar off. And in the word, every time it talks about afar off, it means God sees you if you're intimate with him, or he sees you if you're away from him. Okay, so he sees you at all times. God said, I am a God of more than enough, and I have supplied each and every one of your needs in my word. I know of my plans for you. They are to help you and not hinder you. I never hinder one step in my children's walk with me. I encourage, uplift, and go the extra mile to make sure you walk the walk I have placed before your feet. The scripture for that is Jeremiah 29:11. God says, so what is jamming you up? What is causing you to stumble and fall at every juncture in the road? Tell me if you can, why you cannot walk the walk. You talk the walk, but you do not walk it. And Galatians 5:7 covers that. God says, so many sit in my house with transgression in their hearts, and they vow before me that they will change, but it is always temporary change. And God said, this is take the bull by the horns time, and it is time to truly change the way you think and the way you act. It is time to be a true light of the gospel of love and peace. It is time you get up and stay up and quit vacillating between two opinions. This is 1 Kings 18:21. It is time, little ones, for all things to come into fruition. In all reality is way past time. God said, look at all the things my son Jesus accomplished while he walked the earth. He never compromised his walk. He was a constant example of how to walk out your salvation. God said, look at his disciples, you know, Jesus' disciples. When they fell, they got back up again and proceeded on with their walk with me. They knew ahead of time what they were asked to give up for the kingdom of light, and they still walked out their salvation. God says, time after time, they were persecuted for my name's sake, but that did not stop them from completing their races. They were diligent in all that I sent them forth to do. They were forever going off to themselves and seeking my face over and over again for a direction in their walk. That's Matthew 5:10-16. Now, God says, church, that is where you fall short. You do not get alone with me and seek my face for direction. You think man has the answers, and they do not. Are you listening here? Take my yoke upon you, for it is light. Your yoke weighs you down, and many completely fall under the weight of it. Whose yoke will you carry this night, mine or yours? And you look at that up in Matthew 11:30. Now, church, that is where you fall short. You do not get alone with me and seek my face for direction. You think man has the answers, and they do not. This is why the church is in the mess it's in today. Because we always look to man for the answers, and man does not have the answers. Only God does. That does not say you can't go and seek help or seek direction from man, but don't put all your eggs in one basket and believe that man has all the answers, because they do not. Now, you understand this. Each one of you, as I look around, each one of you have a different walk with God. Each one of you. There's not one person who has the same walk as the other. Only God knows where he's taken you to. And only God knows the pitfalls that you're going to fall into. So it's God that you have to go to find out where you're at and where you're headed and what's in between. And he will always speak to you about the in between. I listened to Brother Aaron as he was prophesying this morning, and I listened as he gave them direction. You know, God did through him. I listened as he told them what they were going to fall into, and I listened to how God told them they could make it. And that's fine, you know, to go into a church with there's prophecy, as long as you know that it is true prophecy and not a false prophet. And I will never allow anyone to come in here or any part of this church who, if they start prophesying wrong, I will stop it, because I'm not going to be held accountable for your blood on my hands. And second, you do a person terrible injustice when you start prophesying wrongly into their lives. I've listened sometimes where people start out great, but then somehow or other the devil gets in there and causes a mixture. I will immediately stop that. I'll quit using that person and I'll go to somebody else. And this is the way it should be. That I truly want you, and when you come for a prophetic, and a lot of people just come here for a prophetic word, and that is fine. They're really not seeking man's voice. They are seeking God's voice through a person. All right? But God says one of our problems is we don't seek him enough. You know, we'll just take Brother Aaron. When he's doing praise and worship, I'm quite sure he spends a lot of time in the presence of God, seeking God's face to what he wants for us to sing. I know the Sister Grace spends a lot of time before the Lord to make sure she's totally in the Spirit when she flags across here, so that we get an anointing and not any of grace, or, you know. And I know that Sister Barbara, with her glow, she spends a lot of time before the Lord seeking his face to get the right speakers and to make sure things go right even when she has the right speakers. So what we have to do is spend more time in God's presence, seeking him and his direction. Now, God says, take my yoke upon you, for it is light. Your yoke weighs you down, and many completely fall under the weight of it. And isn't that true? Whose yoke will you carry this night, mine or yours? Now, God says, if your answer was mine, you know, God's, then right now, Listen to what he says and do what he says. Right now, lift up your hands and give me your heavy burdens, and then walk free from your yoke and pick up my yoke, which has life abundant in it. So right now, we're going to take a few minutes for you to give your yoke to God and pick up his yoke. Now, since you gave God your heavy burden and you took his yoke, God is saying, forever changed is what I want to give you this night. I want to fall upon you and give you the gift of being changed totally and completely, never to go back into your past or your old sin nature. Forever changed is what I want to give you this night. I want to fall upon you and give you the gift of being changed totally and completely, never to go back into your past nor your old sin nature. With this gift comes forever obedience to all that I call you to do from this night forth. You will never desire the old things, but you will desire heavenly downloads, and you will win the lost at any cost. So God is forever changing you, and with that gift comes another gift of forever obedience. God says, much damage has been done to the body of believers because the shepherds would not die out to the flesh. Flesh begets flesh, and spirit begets spirit. I have said in my word that spirit calls unto spirit, and I have been trying to get my peoples to walk in the spirit and live in the spirit, but to no avail. Romans 8:3-6 and John 3:6. I want you to take very seriously what God is saying to you tonight. He's not chastising. He's just giving you gifts. But he has to speak to you and tell you a few things before he bestows you with these gifts. Now, this is another thing he wants you once done. Tonight, I want to drop my mantle upon you and cause you to walk in the Spirit continually. And when he said that, I said, God, your mantle. He said, yes, my mantle, God's mantle, upon you and cause you to walk in the Spirit continually. Now, God said, stretch out your hands this night and receive this mantle. So this mantle will cause you to walk in the Spirit continually. Now you receive that mantle of God's. That mantle is causing you to walk in the Spirit continually. God goes on to say, good gifts. You see, this is a brand new year, and I'm giving good gifts to my disciples of the cross. I am giving the greatest gifts that will take you from victory to victory, and you will bring many with you into complete victory. Surely the old is being stripped off of you tonight, and brand new gifts are being bestowed upon you. The gifts you had in 2019 were for 2019. But the gifts I have been bestowing upon you tonight are for this brand new year, 2020. This is a year of complete activation of all things in the heavenly realm. This is a year of all promises coming to pass, and this is a year that you are crossing over into the greater works. And that's what this is all about tonight, preparing you for the greater works. God said, what you have been doing up to this point was preparing for this exciting crossover into 2020. I am that I am has been with you, separating the wheat from the chaff. Now, you know, when God was telling me, a while back, he said, I'm separating the wheat from the chaff. I thought he was taking out those who was not going to serve him and leaving the wheat. But look what this was all about. I am that I am has been with you, separating the wheat from the chaff. I have been pulling out all the chaff so that you would come forth as pure shining gold. There were times when you thought, Father, is this ever going to end? Am I ever going to get it right? My answer to that is a resounding yes. So what God was really doing was each one of us He was taking what was not of him out of us, so that but all that was left was pure wheat. See how we get things all wrong and twisted? Now, here's another right now. Right now, place your feet into the waters of total commitment to the calling I have upon your life. Go ahead, step into the living waters. No longer walking toward the waters, but right now stepping into the living waters of total redemption. You're stepping into the living waters of total redemption. Now, as you stepped into, he said, freeze, little ones. Freeze right where you are and receive all that this living waters has for you. Let this living waters drown you and cause you to look at things differently than ever before. You're in that river of living waters. Now just stay where you're at and allow God to drown you in those living waters. Now God goes on to say, now that you have crossed over, now that you have crossed over, there's absolutely no turning back. It is just forward motion with me, your Father, at the helm of the ship, and I will steer the ship from this moment on. Many in here tonight will look over their shoulder and say, why didn't you take me this way before now? God says, my lovely ones, you were not ready until now. You had to go through many shipwrecks before you could endure the storms that gross darkness is bringing across this land. Let me repeat that. My lovely ones, you were not ready until now. You had to go through many shipwrecks before you could endure the storms that gross darkness is bringing across this land. The shipwrecks you came through were preparing you to bring others across the troubled waters. I expect each and every one of you to be strong towers that others can run into because of your experiences on the rough waters of life. See that? I expect each and every one of you to be strong towers that others can run into because of your experiences on the rough waters of life. And God says, before you get all bent out of shape, let me ask you this. If it were not for your troubled waters experiences, would you be a strong tower that others could run into? And would you be able to bring them across the Jordan into a land flowing with milk and honey? God said, an astounding no is the correct answer. See, you had to go through your troubled waters first. And learn from them, from your experiences, so now that you're able to bring others across. God said, through all your troubled waters, I kept my promises to you, and they were, I will never leave nor forsake you. I was always just a whisper away through all the pain and suffering. All that you lost, those things that you thought would completely devastate you, they were making you strong soldiers of the cross, that the enemy would never be able to consume. That's Deuteronomy 31:6. Let's read that again. Through all your troubled waters, I kept my promises to you, and they were, I will never leave nor forsake you. I was always just a whisper away through all the pain and suffering. All that you lost, those things that you thought would completely devastate you, they were making you strong soldiers of the cross that the enemy would never be able to consume. God says, now, right now, you are the strong towers, and now I can open up the floodgates and send the lost and dying into your arms, knowing with all surety of heart that you will not lead them astray, but you will bring them across Jordan and teach them of my ways. It certainly is shouting victory time, and all of heaven is rejoicing with you as you are being sent forth to conquer on all sides. Rejoice this night in me, and never for one instant allow the enemy of your soul to tell you that you are not mine. You have passed the test, just as you passed many other tests in your journey to this place. God said you need to understand that you were in the school of the Holy Spirit, being taught the truth of my kingdom. Just as in natural school, each time you finished a subject, you were tested. The same goes, for the spiritual realm. Each time I brought you forth to accomplish your works for me, you were tested to see how you made out. Let's read that again. The same goes for the spiritual realm. Each time I brought you forth to accomplish your works for me, you were tested to see how you made out. Some had to repeat the course, but eventually they made the grade and moved on. You know, each time God brought you through something, he allowed Satan to test you, to see what your endurance level was, and to see if you could make it, if you've made it. God said, you have moved on, and now you are ready to go forth into the greater works, which is in John 14:12, with great signs, wonders, and miracles, stadiums full of lost souls that will receive me and be trained by you to go forth to do the greater works also. Congratulations, all you who are here tonight. Go forth and bring in the lost. You passed all of your tests in this season. And God said, I am well pleased with each one of you. The waters got very turbulent at times, but I was always with you. I was not going to allow the enemy to drown you in those turbulent waters. But I had to watch you endure hardship so that I could trust you with the many lost souls that I'm sending your way. I am that I am has always been with you and will always be with you. Remember what I told you this morning. You are a beautiful tapestry, and all of heaven is woven within you. As you go forth from this night on, my little ones, you go forth knowing that you truly have graduated and you truly have come through the school of hard knocks, and you are now ready to conquer on all sides, and that the enemy will never have any more place within you. For you are my beloved ones in whom I am well pleased, and I so desire that you truly trust me this night, knowing that I know all about you. I knew the failures you were going to go through. I knew what it was going to take to bring you to the other side, so that you could bring others to the other side. As you stepped into the wellsprings of living water, you stepped out of the miry clay, and you stepped into life eternal. This is your day, and this is your hour. This is your time of great rejoicing in what you've accomplished. And you can surely shout the victory, for you have won the battle of the ages, the battle to take you out. But you persevered, and you came forth victorious. Battle scarred, but victorious. Now, trust me from this moment forward, as I place those lost souls in your hands, and I give you direction on how to lead God and direct them. Trust me. Just as I led you, I know what they're going through, and I will also lead them out of darkness into the light. Put your trust in me tonight. Don't put trust in man, but put your trust in me this night, knowing that I am the way maker and I have made a way for you to come forth tonight. You are more than conquerors. and you are ready to do this great task that lies before this nation. Much gross darkness will surely cover this earth as I have spoken in years past, but it won't bother you. It won't dim your light at all, because you have victory in the camp tonight, and you know that nothing, absolutely nothing, can blow your candle out. God said, I want you right now to step into your glorious future. You don't have to stand up. Step into your glorious future right now. One that is full of me and my abundance. Step into the miracle working stage that I have before you. Don't be surprised at what you see from this moment forth. As you trample the enemy underfoot, and now miracles will occur. True miracles will occur. True miracles will occur. The abundance of blessings that I have bestowed upon you tonight, you're going to take to the lost and dying world. And just as I blessed you and brought you forth, you're going to wrap your arms around these lost and dying souls. And the love of Christ will ooze out of you and cause them to desire what you have and to come across Jordan with you to be forever blessed also.